And that was Beast of Burden by, of course, the Rolling Stones. Thank you guys for tuning in, all you lovely people that are listening right now. This is Luke. You are listening to my show, Elephant Loaf, on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am here this week with, as always, a very special guest. Zoe, would you like to introduce yourself however you would like to introduce yourself?
Sure thing. Hi, everyone. My name's Zoe. I am a junior at Tufts. I'm from California / Miami, both, depending on the day. Studying psychology, and I'm super psyched to be on air. Favorite combination of food is raspberry and chocolate.
Whoa. Like all food?
Any food. All food.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Boy, I'm going to have to think about... I think within combinations of chocolate, I'm a peanut butter chocolate guy.
Really?
Followed, I think, closely by raspberry and chocolate, and then like mint and chocolate, personally.
Mm.
There's a lot of chocolate combinations.
There's so many fruit chocolate combinations.
True.
But I think raspberries have that tang.
Actually, I'd like to change my answer, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably peanut butter and chocolate, and then caramel and chocolate. Actually, like a nice salted caramel.
Yeah.
Are you a caramel or a caramel person?
Caramel.
Okay. And you're also a pecan person versus a pecan person.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Break it
by,
down for
by
me.
Themselves, like the nuts themselves are pecans.
Oh, and then when you put it in a pie,
it's a pecan pie.
It changes that stress of that vowel.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Interesting linguistic phenomena.
Wow.
That's how it is. That's how I roll.
I am happy for you. I am also confused by you. But
that's the best way to be.
That is. You got to keep them on their toes. They can't know what's coming.
No.
Very true. Let's talk a little bit about music. We started with Beast of Burden. Is that a typical song for you? Is that like, do you have a genre that you feel you live in, or are you all over the place, or kind of what's the vibe?
Yeah, I'm all over the board. I feel like the genre that I come back to in between phases is like classic rock, just like growing up with that with
totally.
My dad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Beast of, you know, Rolling Stones, some classic little rock action. But that's been my top song for a long time.
Whoa, and okay.
I go into phases of, like, there was a big Childish Gambino phase, and then Taylor Swift is always in there, under the surface, she's lurking.
Yep.
And then this year it's been a lot of, like, indie folk.
Yeah.
A dash of country, even. Keep them on their toes, always.
Gotta keep them on their toes, gotta throw them off their game. Yeah, I mean... Definitely here for the country music.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, you know, you have the Lumineers, you have Hozier, you have like, you know, every other
Hozier, please.
Hozier.
I've always pronounced it Hozier.
I think it's Hozier.
Okay, we will take this to the internet later.
But then you got to hit them with like, boom, Zac Brown Band or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, Zac Brown Band is such a feel good band, and like, and with like knee deep, the fact that they got Jimmy Buffett on that.
Yeah.
Is just incredible. It's just, it's feel good music.
It
you know?
Is. And the main thing about songs is the storytelling. Like,
true.
And I think country artists do that very well.
Yep.
Say what you will about country music. But yeah, there's some good storytellers.
Yeah. I was doing karaoke this past weekend, and we were, as a group, as one of my friends put a country song on and sang it, we're like, this. It had chapters. It like hardly even came back to the chorus. And like when it did, it was like the first time it was as it was happening. And then the second time it was like reflecting on the fact that it happened. It was like, it was a chapter of this man's life is what it described. It was incredible.
It's so meta.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, it's something. Well, foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. True.
Foreshadowing. Few songs coming up.
Oh, love that. Love that. Wait, maybe I don't look at that. Oh, yep.
Maybe just one.
Maybe just one, but a good one.
Yeah.
Very good one. Kind of moving on to another question in the same genre is like, do you have any weird music phases or rabbit holes that you've gone down? I know you talked a little bit about kind of having the stuff you come back to and then having the stuff that you go out to, I guess, but... What are some of the weirder things that you've listened to?
I think think it was like 2017 or 2018, I just listened to Hamilton for like an entire, didn't matter what mood. Usually you listen to music that like reflects your mood or when you want to be in a certain
Sometimes your mood is the American Revolution for 3 months straight.
My family was so sick of it. Yeah, that was a weirder one, but I just go into pretty long rabbit hole, like pretty long music obsessions. I mean, Hamilton is a funny one, but like, yeah, Childish Gambino was up there for a long time. And then randomly kind of switched to this phase that I would have like the head and the heart. And
good band.
Yeah.
Very good band.
Maybe it's from moving to the Northeast and having seasons where you're like, I need something to listen to when I'm cold.
All of a sudden, these sad people with guitars really just hit different.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good way to romanticize your life when you're, like, freezing.
Very true. Very true. When walking to get food is a pain, it's nice to have something that's, like, with you and being a little mournful as well, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But what about you? What are your weird rabbit holes?
Have you ever done an electro swing phase? Are you familiar with what that is?
No.
That
sounds great.
It is... like, not house music or like EDM. It's not that at all. But it is. I guess maybe, and I'm probably doing a horrible job of explaining this, but it is. I'm gonna start over because I don't know genres. Imagine you are in a like hole in the wall like. Moonshining establishment in the Great Depression, and someone is laying down some tunes and you want to swing dance to it, you want to do like the Charleston to it, and then put like cyberpunk in there. And so it is, it's like funky, it's like retro, but also it's very strange. It's very strange stuff.
That is strange. But I don't know, I'm here for it. Well, like one of my housemates listens to a hyper pop, or what is that, like 100 gex?
Yeah, I've gone down some 100 gex rabbit holes. That's maybe hyper pop. Yeah,
is that what it's
just
called?
Like, let's play 600 notes at the same time. And it's so
weird.
I enjoy it from time to time.
You do.
Okay. Other than from time to time, it is definitely not my main genre. It is not close to my main genre, but like there's a song or two where I'm like, this is good.
There's a time and place.
Sea shanties. I love a good sea shanty. I really do.
That was a weird rabbit hole. That was a weird phase. Sea shanties.
Totally. And then for me, there are a couple of different arrangements of music that Tolkien wrote. Like for Lord of the Rings, is there they really every now and then a bunch of deep voiced men get together and be like, let's sing a song that the dwarves would have sung, you know? And I really like that. That is, it's awesome for me.
That the dwarves would have sung, so they're making it up.
Well, no, it's like a song that Tolkien wrote, and then they put music to it because, of course, for the most part, he was only like writing on paper and didn't put any tune to any of it. And so they come up with an arrangement for this Lord of the Rings type song.
That's very cool.
It's neat.
Also, like Star Wars soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Harry Potter soundtrack. You know, those are all just so good.
John Williams is just incredible. Ooh, Pirates Chef's of the Caribbean.
Kiss. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, all of that. Mm-hmm. E.T.
I've heard great things.
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. Yeah. Absolutely.
What have you heard great things
about? I've heard great things about E.T.'s both soundtrack and movie. I've not seen E.T. And I'm sorry for admitting this on air right now.
You have to watch E.T.
I know I do.
It's a classic.
I'm well aware.
They sing a lot of sea shanties in it, so.
I don't know if I believe that.
Hey, if that'll get you to watch it, then.
I'm curious. You've definitely. I'm gonna watch it now, if for no other reason than to come at you later and be like, "Zoe, you lied to me." Feel bad.
I saw not one sea shanty.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If that's not true. Do you want to pop over to another category of question? Would you like to pop into a song? What are you feeling right now?
I want to hear your thoughts briefly on the opening of the Green Line, the MBTA Green Line. There's some tea there, and then we can hop into a song.
There is absolutely some tea there. Let's see. My thoughts, I think barring a legally defined act of God, I think it's going to happen at this point. We're 4 days out, I think.
Yeah.
It's the 8th. The opening's on the 12th, so, I mean, really 3 days out. I'm calling today done.
Do it.
Yeah. We put in a good one. If you're listening, we put in a good one.
Yeah.
You can call it
wrap
a day.
Wrap up, let your hair down.
Exactly. Take off your shoes.
Yeah.
Whatever does it for you, you know? I think it's going to happen. I think a weird amount of college students are going to get up at 4:30 a.m. and ride the first train.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited for it. I think I might be one of those number. If I'm on top of my homework and stuff, I might wake up and ride that first train.
Really?
Yeah.
4 is just so early.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Yep, true.
I could
It's going to be cold as well as the other thing.
Oh, I might just hop on it the next day.
Ooh.
But I don't know if the 4 a.m. is going to... But, you know... Godspeed.
And for you think it's happening? It's definitely going to happen at this point?
Hey, if we jinx it, knock on wood, I'm knocking on wood right now for you listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will.
Yeah.
But I remember touring here and they were like, it should be done by...
In a month.
It should be done by the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Nope.
Here we are, full 2 years later now.
More.
Yeah.
3. Oh, we're old.
Yeah.
I did see several Green Line Halloween costumes.
That's incredible.
This year. That's a sign that's just embarrassing. Like, you gotta finish it. By the time you become a Halloween costume,
True.
Pick up the pace there.
I mean, if you live in Boston, it's an easy, convenient costume to throw on all green, red, or blue.
True.
Yeah. I mean, all power to you. It's a great costume. But.
True. But she had, antennas that were connected and said MBTA Green Line. It was elaborate.
Whoa. Love that. Yeah. Love that for her. Nice. Yeah. You want to jump into a song?
Let's do it.
Do you have one in mind? Is it the one we alluded to earlier or is it another one?
I think that's got to come later in the night.
Okay. Very valid. Very valid.
Let's throw on some AM radio.
Let's throw on some AM radio. Once again, you're listening to 91.5 FM, but here is AM Radio by The Lumineers.
Standing on the corner, I could listen to the radio. When the Savior sang from the fire escape on the second floor, you were always saying we would make it to the catacombs. In the end it came when you wrote my name on the bathroom stall. If the photograph doesn't bring you back, if the final chapter isn't ever after, I remember waking up the neighbor like a stadium. Yeah, he ran upstairs screaming no one cared in the band. Even in the limo, you were feeling like an animal. At the traffic light where you blew your mind on a mobile phone. Day and night, my love, you said the blood was on my hand. Long as you ran, I couldn't give you up.
So we're going to get to a PSA in a second. Also, welcome back. Good to have you. Glad to be here. But we're going to get to a PSA in a second. I wanted to tell you, Zoe, more than anything, right now is a big, like, returning to the genre that has been, like, my home music genre for a while. Really? With sad guitar people. Violet was on last week and reminded me how much I liked The Head and the Heart. And I've been kind of listening to more of that kind of stuff this week. And I haven't given AM radio a listen before. And I'm a big Lumineers fan. And every week I pick up at least one song that I'm going to like continue to listen to for a while after the show. And I think that's it for this week. Yeah.
Yeah. Highly underrated song by them. Violet is also the reason that I have fallen in love with The Head and the Heart and those other that you just like, they can go under the radar.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Don't always remember them. And then bam.
Mm-hmm.
It's an obsession.
Absolutely. Very true. But you've got to tell us about Winter Health, and that's really important to know.
Very, very true. One of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses like the coronavirus is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth. So be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which, along with exercise and stress reduction, helps keep your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection. And if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you're coughing or sneezing, and if possible, stay home from work, school, and errands when you're sick to help prevent spreading your illness to others. And that is a public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
A, you're a natural. B, that's just good advice. That's like not specifically winter health advice. That's just
very normal advice.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Please wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Get exercise. You know, take care of yourself. If you're sick, stay home. Got some sick friends right now. Guys, I hope you're looking after yourself, you know?
It is a good thing to remember during finals week.
True.
So.
This is when your body just kind of starts to quit on you sometimes.
Ugh.
Ugh.
At the worst possible time.
Yeah. Yep. We wanted to talk about our favorite study spots on campus. Do a little bit of a switcheroo. Swap notes, as it were.
Yeah. I've been a big proponent of the Women's Center.
Yeah.
This year, this semester, found it, never left.
Wow.
it's one of those places where you walk in and people are like hanging out, playing games, grinding.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it's a great nap spot.
Or sleeping. Spot. Yes. Yeah. Or napping.
Fantastic nap spot.
Yeah.
Ooh, you can hear the train.
Is that the Green Line? No.
The commuter rail, I think. Yeah. But I have been seeing Green Line trains coming to our new station, like, quite frequently recently. They've been doing a lot of test runs. It's been cool.
Does it look nice?
It looks like the Green Line.
Oh, okay.
You know? I mean, it's not a stretch limo, but...
Yeah, what about you? Where do you like to study?
I am sad right now because I've spent a lot of time in Ghent this semester, and we've entered the part of the Ghent, for anyone who's not familiar, is the grad student kind of IR Fletcher School library. And right now, as we get into finals, they kind of, generally it's open to everyone, but it closes off so the grad students can work on their super important work, which I think is good that they don't let all of us undergrads come in and muck it up right now. But at the same time, it's so nice. It looks like an old-timey library, you know?
An old-timey library. The olden days.
The olden days.
Your
yeah. We, my suite mate and I went into the city on Tuesday. We were going to try and go to the MFA. The MFA is closed on Tuesday and neither of us remembered. So we walked to the Boston Public Library, and that's a gorgeous building.
It's amazing.
That is not a study spot right now, but that's a goal. You know, it kind of needs to be an adventure to get there, but
you can make it.
That would be awesome.
Make it a day. You go out there, and once you're there for life.
Yep.
You sit down and you don't get up, like the Women's Center.
Yeah.
Also, Cambridge Public Library.
Whoa. Okay.
Different. Also beautiful. Mm-hmm. Less of a trek from here. Also, and there's nothing nearby, so you can't.
So
like you can't get distracted by the Tate down the street.
Mm-hmm. Not that that's a specific reference. Or
no, not at all. No, their shakshuka doesn't beckon me at all.
Not in the slightest. Shakshuka, very good. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad.
Are you asking or are you saying?
No, I'm being reminded of how great that dish is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. And it's served in a hot skillet.
Mm-hmm. It
warms the soul.
I love that that's like the preferred way to eat it. You know, of like, don't get a bowl. You cooked it in a cast iron. Just eat it out of the cast iron. You know?
Exactly.
Oh.
We've had some shakshuka making adventures.
We have. We've had...
A single one.
Yeah. Which needs to be more than one. Honestly, it needs to come back. But
I agree.
Yeah, that was a really good time. Other than that, I've been going to the Cummings Center less this semester, just mainly because it's like far away. In the spring semester, I had a friend that would always drag me there, and we would do our problem set together, and that was like, that holds a special place in my heart. But I don't know, it's harder to get out there now. I've been going to the music library more.
Really?
Yeah. In the basement of Edekman.
Is it good?
But yeah. I mean, generally not a ton of people there. Kind of a nice, open, bright vibe.
Yeah.
Not a natural light, which I really enjoy.
See, that's interesting. Because when people have said that they go to study in Lilly, I picture it as like a dark, dank basement.
No. Yeah, no, it's...
no idea what it
lovely.
Looks like.
So it's got like a foot or two of window. Right, it is subterranean, but it's got it is primarily lit, I would say, by a little bit of like a ledge of windows toward the top of each wall, which is really nice.
Super cool.
Yeah, good time. And they've got like, I haven't used it because I'm not really a music student, and I haven't delved into the library itself and come up with any records or archives that I want to listen to, but there's a whole bunch of like listening equipment there for vinyls, for cassettes, for CDs, for anything you can imagine.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out. Finals week will be a good time to do that.
Totally.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like since moving off campus, I've just become complacent with like sitting in on my couch and watching the sun set and come through the big living room windows. But this is peace. And that's great.
Yeah.
But now that it gets dark at 4 p.m., I, like, don't leave.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So it's nice to have some of these ideas for around campus.
Also, your house, great place to study.
It is.
Great place to vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. It really is. Make yourself a cup of tea.
Indeed.
A cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Sit by the window. Yeah, that's my hobby now. Drinking tea.
I love that. What do you have a favorite tea? Do you have a tea you've been?
Depends.
Oh, it depends on the mood.
No, yeah, it depends on the time of day.
Mm.
But the Women's Center just to advertise that again.
Full circle.
Coming full circle. Yeah. They have what is it, like a breakfast, like an Earl Grey breakfast tea, and then when you put some they have actual sugar cubes, like not just the sugar pack, but
like
square sugar,
whoa,
like one would feed a horse or something, you know, that's or yourself.
Yeah, yep.
But I pop those babies in the Earl Grey tea, and that's just bliss.
I A, love that for you. B, that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Can you, so I am very new to my love of tea, and I am very young in my tea journey.
Uh-huh.
Can you walk me through time of day and emotion dependent which teas are the teas to go with?
Yeah. I mean, this could be controversial, but
yeah,
I think you can never go wrong with an herbal tea.
Okay.
I think obviously perfect for the evening. The main thing, you don't want to have Earl Grey or any type of black tea.
Mm-hmm.
in the evening because it's caffeinated.
Gotcha.
That's really the main rule. I mean, our house is pretty stocked right now. We have a lavender chamomile tea, which is good, but it tastes more like it tastes like the sum. It doesn't taste like the sum of its parts. It tastes like someone threw chamomile in water and then separately threw lavender in water. So,
and then mixed those two waters together.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think a good chamomile, a good mint.
Yeah, totally.
You gotta find something that blends, really.
Okay.
Some type of herbal tea that has like the actual, you can see the herbs themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got. I mean, you can come and make a pot of tea.
A pot of tea.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's the perfect study buddy. But probably Earl Grey for the mornings.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So you just discovered tea?
Well, it's less of a just discovered tea. I lived a lot of my life not liking tea. And it was maybe like late spring or early summer that I was like, I kind of want to like understand tea a little bit more. And then at my internship this summer, they had like you could get coffee or tea whenever. And that was dangerous for me. I got hot chocolate like 3 days in a row. And then I like in the afternoon summer. And
as you should.
Well, thank you. I got sick of it and then had to switch to some other stuff. And I started doing like green tea with honey in the afternoons.
Yeah.
I'm a big green tea guy, I think now. Since coming back to campus, I've started ordering the Question 4 from the Sink, which is their like matcha mint tea.
Ooh.
Matcha mint latte, I guess.
Okay.
Which I'm actually like, this is a horrible thing to say, I'm actually just so on it, but I really like being a person that drinks that drink more than I like the drink
yes.
itself. And so I've gotten a couple of those. And then my mom has like a big box of, she always gets big boxes of Trader Joe's mango green tea, and she sent me to college with one.
So you're a big green tea.
Yeah.
Aficionado.
Primarily. And then part of that's because, my like gateway drug was, bubble tea. And then I went from bubble tea to like tea.
You should try, have you had chai?
I have not had chai, ever.
Because, I mean, to me, it's just so homey. Like, it's mm-hmm. a very, you know, warm, spiced, like, fills up your whole body and soul type of tea. It's very flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's an Indian drink. I mean, plenty of people drink it here, but...
Yeah.
I just remember visiting family in India, and they made... the most amazing chai tea. So I would recommend
That's awesome.
You try that.
I will get on that.
Or if you're gonna have something strong, like a black tea, put some milk in there, put some honey. Don't just have it straight.
Yeah, don't do that. There's no reason to, you know?
We could talk forever about tea, honestly.
Absolutely. I was gonna ask, have you ever had sleepy time tea?
Is that the one with melatonin?
I don't know what it is. I just want... I was asking because I was curious if you could describe its taste to me, because Sleepy Time Tea is great as a name. It communicates nothing about what you're getting yourself into other than a nap, you know?
Yeah, or something, like, more sinister. I don't know.
Oh.
Sleepy Time!
Yeah, yep.
Bye-bye forever. But, no, I have not.
That's...
We have all sorts of, like, health... teas.
Okay, totally.
Like digestive teas at the house.
I don't know what that means. Teas to help digestion, I would assume.
That,
but like,
you know, you should be near a toilet.
Oh, yep. Totally. Totally.
Don't
totally.
Recommend those that much.
Yep.
But no sleepy time. I might have to buy some sleepy time tea just to discuss it.
Just to have a dialogue about
yeah.
it. You know? Yeah.
An open forum about sleepy time tea.
On the note of Sleepy time tea. If you were a mushroom, would it be poisonous or edible?
Great transition.
You see the leap that I made, though, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've talked about this briefly, you and
we
I.
We have, yes.
I think it's not just the mushroom, it's the man behind the mushroom.
Like, true.
It's, you know, if
true.
If you would rather be an edible mushroom, it means like you are interested in helping out society, helping out humanity.
Yep.
And if you're poisonous, you're doing your own thing. You're like, stay away from me.
Don't yeah.
You know?
And like even more than that, you're also like, I want to be part of a Grimm's fairy tale. You know, like I want to be something to be feared. You know, I think there's a little bit of like Slytherin in there personally. Mm-hmm. It depends on like, I don't know.
Right, deceptively beautiful.
Yeah.
And then they take a bite.
Mushrooms, like, notoriously hard to tell which are edible and which are poisonous.
Oh, yeah. I would be an edible one.
Yeah.
Not because I would enjoy someone, like, you know, destroying. But just to help out a family and in making their mushroom soup. Or whatever.
I was going to ask, what dish would you want to be a part of?
Actually.
Yeah.
Okay, I tried this mushroom toast the other day.
Ooh.
Not toast made of mushrooms.
I was assuming like a...
It's like avocado toast.
Yeah, that's what I was... that's what I was guessing. But if you tried toast made of mushrooms, that would be pretty wild.
It would be wild. I went to this little ski lodge with my boyfriend and his parents, and we ordered some of the appetizers, and one of them was just this little, like, crispy bun stacked high with shiitake mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Divine.
Incredible.
What about you?
I'm not a big mushroom guy, and that's going to inhibit my answering of this question a little bit. Mm. I think that... PAX actually has a like smashed seasoned portobello mushroom sandwich that's really good. For me, it's a texture thing more than anything. Other than that, I think like mushrooms in beef stroganoff was one of the first kind of mushrooms that I seriously liked.
Yeah.
And so maybe like that or some other like thick, hearty
stew
type vibe. Exactly.
So you would be poisonous?
No, I would be edible.
Oh, you would be edible. Even though you're not. Oh, okay, I see.
I just, yeah.
I thought you meant that because you don't like mushrooms, you would not want to subject anyone else to that.
No, I mean, like, I think even if I were put through the transformation into a mushroom process, I would want to be edible. You know?
Yeah.
Like, because I know the people who, like, really like mushrooms really like mushrooms, you know? And for some people, they are, like, a top-tier food.
Yeah.
And I am happy for those people, but I am not one of them.
You know, there was a vegan restaurant in my hometown in California that was just mushroom-based. Like the Oat Shop in Davis Square, rest in peace, Oat Shop.
You and I have different opinions about the Oat Shop.
I know.
But that's all right.
Everybody hates on the Oat Shop. It's a sore spot.
I'm sorry, Zoe.
Oh no! It was a great restaurant. This mushroom place, just everything made of mushrooms.
Wow! Did they have mushroom toast?
You know what? They probably did.
Okay.
Not a great way to convince someone to go vegan because, you know, you're not really showing the variety of vegan foods.
Very valid. Yeah.
They got one thing and they got one thing only, and they're doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Did you like it? Was it good?
The restaurant?
The restaurant. The mushroom shop.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. I think it was called Julia's. Yeah.
Nice.
Only went there twice, but it was definitely, it was a hit. They just, you know, if it ain't broke.
Don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
Yeah.
That was definitely their philosophy. Everything is a mushroom.
Got a good thing. Just keep on going, you know?
Yeah, there's so much variation to mushrooms, too.
True.
It's not just, you know, not just your portobello mushroom.
Not just your shiitake.
No.
There's
a whole range.
There's a whole range.
I don't know any other name.
Truffles.
Oh,
yeah. And then I think I've run out after that, actually, of like edible mushrooms with prominent names.
Well, we did well.
We did well. We got three. And that's more varieties of carrots than I can name for like carrots or corn or probably lettuce has it beat. But other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Also, weird that they're like the only fungi that we eat. You know, I was just comparing them to. So true. Oh my gosh.
Blue cheese.
And while we're on it, yeast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Never mind.
Right. Is that a fungus?
It is.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a little baby guy. It's just a little small one, but.
Little yeasty boy.
Yeasty boy.
Like the Beastie Boys.
I wish we could pivot to a Beastie Boys song after that.
Oh, that was a back in the day rabbit hole.
Oh yeah.
But there's also yeast in like beer.
Yep.
Sauerkraut.
True.
Kombucha, obviously.
I actually didn't know there was yeast in sauerkraut.
Is there? No, probably not yeast. What is it called? No, sorry. But kimchi.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
No.
Kimchi.
Maybe not yeast.
You can tell me anything right now and I'll believe it. I'm just going to level with you.
There's something that you put.
Do they like ferment them?
Is that
where? Okay.
Is that then not the same thing?
That is the same thing. It doesn't. I don't think it has to be done with yeast, but it is the same process, and it would involve a fungi.
Right.
Most probably.
Right.
I'm not a scientist. Don't ask me.
And like yogurt?
All right. Well.
The creation of yogurt?
It's definitely a lot of little buggers, but I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I feel like we should move on from.
Yeah, I think so. Instead of continuing to spread false information about what fungi are in.
Sorry to our listeners.
But like blue cheese, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeast, definitely. That's, I hadn't even considered those.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to jump into another question? Do you want to do a song? What are you feeling?
I think it's time to hit them with.
Yep.
Yeah, you know the one. I'll just preface by saying, fabulous storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the way that he just storytells. Just listen to the adjective.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress eyes he sees the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, baby. Oh, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? Cause I'm a rambling man. I ain't never gonna change.
Got a gypsy song, baby,
and I was born for leaving. Born for leaving. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together, and I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then.
And we're back. So you brought up kind of talking about the song. I've got the lyrics pulled up. Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Colder Weather, Zach Brown Band.
You know, it's got great storytelling. It just does. The way he tells the story is good.
Yeah. I've had a few debates with friends and others about the emotion, but the prevailing emotion behind the song. I think it's a hopeful song. I really do think that whether he's misguided or not, it's hopeful. And others say, no, it's just sad. What do you think?
I'm sorry, and I think emotionally I want to be here with you on this, but I feel it's wistful, and I feel it is wanting of the thing that you can't be. Which I disagree with, because personally I'm like I feel strongly that if you feel that you are a certain way but you don't want to be a certain way, that you can change that. But I when it pivots to it's not when he when it pivots from she said you're a rambling man to I'm a rambling man, that for me is like the speaker knows it about themselves, has put it in, like, feels it themselves very strongly.
That's interesting.
You know?
See, I fixate on the line, I'm going to see you again. And I do think it's likely that, you know, it's a little bit of naivete, that they probably won't see each other again. Maybe. But he's still in the, you know, in his heart, he's saying, you know, tomorrow would be better. Let me call you that. You know, I'm stuck right now. I'm stuck in colder weather, but I'm going to see you again.
Yeah,
he says it like a declaration that he's already
totally and decided. Like to help that reading along. Probably just benefited by the fact that I've got the lyrics in front of me. Is like, I don't want you, but I need you.
Yeah.
I think is a big thing. And I know it's you who calls me back here.
Yeah.
Because love is a powerful thing, you know? And
it is. It could also be, I mean, it's written for romantic love. It could be like a deep friendship. It could be
true.
A hometown, you know, like it doesn't have to be a person.
Yeah.
But I think it's fitting as we enter colder weather and are all going off on our own winter break adventures. Yeah, maybe not. It's been a 60-degree winter, so maybe not super cold weather, but
yeah. Yep.
Colder.
And it's 55 or 60 during the day, and then as soon as it starts to cool down at night, everyone goes, oh, it's freezing. But of course, if it were 30 during the day, then anyway.
We digress.
Yeah. We digress. Where's a place that you've traveled to? What did you do there?
You know, one of my favorite places that we went back to was New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I grew up there. I lived there for 4.5 years when I was young, like age 1 to 5. We went back there a few years ago and just got an RV and drove around the South Island. Everyone is so kind.
Yeah.
It is, you know, you're speaking of Lord of the Rings earlier. Like, that is Lord of the Rings land.
Yes. Yes.
I'm just stunning. So green. Honesty boxes everywhere. Do you know what an honesty box is?
I don't know if I know what an honesty box is.
An honesty box is a box that someone who has produce puts out and doesn't stand with it. It's just standing itself. It has a sign. It says, you know, $5 per whatever. It says the price.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, out of your own goodwill, you
pick
leave
up what
cash
you
there and
need and leave what leave some money behind. That's incredible. A lot of people up here do that with like firewood, you know. If you get into like Maine, a lot generally, like if you're near campsites and there are a whole bunch of houses that have just oodles of firewood, they'll put it out by the road and say, you know, take some, like take accordingly, $5.
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's awesome. I love that at least works well enough for people to keep it out, you know?
Yeah. And that is the vibe of New Zealand. Like, you know, New Zealanders, Kiwis, they are just so kind to each other and to visitors. Highly recommend, you know, if you had one place that you could go, I would recommend New Zealand. But
when you went back, did you go to the area that you'd lived in, or did you go to a different part of New Zealand?
So we grew up in Auckland, which is in the North Island, and that's more, you know, that's like a real city.
Mm-hmm.
When we came back, we did go to Auckland. We saw our old house, saw some old neighbors, but then we spent most of the time in the South Island, which is, you know, if you picture like Alaska or Iceland.
Oh, wow.
It's that vibe. Purple beaches.
Whoa.
Or black and purple beaches. Yeah.
That's cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. That's, I don't know much about like the further south parts of the southern hemisphere, you know? And I think that's really neat. We have some mutual friends that are going to like Argentina and Chile soon.
Yeah.
And that's crazy cool for me to think about, you know?
Wow. I know. Yeah, if you could go one place, where would you go?
Well, you've just made a very compelling point for New Zealand. I've had it in my heart to go to Alaska for a long time.
Yeah.
I really have. And I think that's high on the list. Yeah. How about you?
It's amazing. Iceland.
Yep.
Iceland is up there. And Greece.
Oh yeah. Totally.
Those are very, you know, those are some legitimate vacations that I would need to save up for. But just beautiful places. A lot of being outdoors, you know, going hiking, or in Greece, like spending a lot of time at the beaches and being with the history, and yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that's incredible. We are coming up on done. We can plug our final thing maybe right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Well, Zoe, or should I call you New Day, and I, to him, Luke/Barnhouse to some, are part of a funky little group called Beats, where we bang on percussion, trash stuff. That was poorly phrased. We
drum with recycled trash.
We drum with recycled trash, yes. And if you are part of the Tufts community and are free on Saturday night at 8 p.m., we would love to see you in Barnum Basement, in the basement of Barnum Hall, room 008, I believe. Big lecture hall. A whole bunch of people will be there. Follow the people. You'll find us.
It'll be a great time.
We're having a little bit of a concert, a little bit of a gig.
Lots of music, maybe a mushroom or two thrown in, maybe. Promises.
No promises.
Look under your seat for a surprise.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
we
just
are
like a single mushroom.
We are hiding two mushrooms under
three. A portobello, a shiitake.
And we're buying a truffle for this. We are spending most of our club's finances on a truffle for this. Come to the Beats concert and you could, but probably might not strike it rich.
Oh yeah. And with that,
thank you guys so much for listening. Zoe, I've really enjoyed having you on.
Thank you so much for having me. That was so fun.
Yeah. Glad that we could do this. This has been Elephant Loaf. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and tune in next week where I'll come up with something to do.
Just play Colder Weather over and over.
I'm gonna do that for an hour. Yep. Do you have a song you'd like to end on?
Let's end on a high note. This was on repeat for a long time. Katie, Queen of Tennessee by the Apache Relay.
Oh yeah.
Enjoy.
Oh yeah.
I've been finding my own, she said. I don't need you inside my head.